Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is up, Dodgers Nation? Welcome to another episode of the Dodgers Nation post-game show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Thanks for rocking with us after the Dodgers beat the Giants now 5-0 against San Francisco on the season. They win by a final score, an absolute drubbing in SF, a final score of 10-2. The Dodgers are rolling after losing to the Padres 2 out of 3. They're going to make up for it with a little sweep over San Francisco. The Dodgers improved to 29-15. Plus 7.5 games up on the San Diego Padres in the NL West. They're at a 107 win pace. And what a night for your Los Angeles Dodgers. Gavin Stone, he gets the job done once again. He's pitched 6-plus innings in each of his last 4 starts. Shohei Ohtani has a 3-hit game, including a majestic bomb 446 feet, the longest home run hit at Oracle Park in San Francisco in 2 years, his 3rd longest home run of the season. Shohei Ohtani. An absolute blast. And we're going to get into that. But first, let me know where you represent Dodgers Nation from. Give me those cities down below. Who is your player of the game? What are your big takeaways? And also, who is your Dodgers dog of the game? The Dodger dog of the game, of course.
Dodger dog of the game.
But let's get right into the comments here. We got Diane Schroeder representing. What's up, Diane Schroeder? We got Denny Cortez. I love you all. What a great night. What up, Goaty Yagi over on YouTube? By the way, if I see a fire tag, you're going to see one of these. Also, my thing. We got the Doug, we need a boom from Goat Yagi. I don't know, deaf sound on this one. Let's see. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is absolutely crushing baseballs, and what a beautiful sight it was. And this definitely is in need of some boom action. Here is 12th of the season. Boom! Shohei Ohtani, a blast that nearly cleared the park. He almost hit the cove. Look at this guy. Yeah, bro, got it. Yeah. That guy was feeling it. Ohtani, just a hanger. Yeah, we did it. Just a hanger right there. And he goes out and he crushes it. We got Indian Wells. What up, Diane Schroeder in the house? Sweep the little Giants from Jorge Alvarez over there. I like that. It's a fire tag from Jorge Alvarez bringing it over there on the YouTubes. And then we get you with a fire situation right here. We got tuning in from Taurus. What's up, Alex, over on YouTube? By the way, if you're new to the channel, be sure to subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel, the number one post-game show here on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell. And if you want more giveaways, if you really want to support the channel, hit that like button on your way out. We are giving away a Shohei Ohtani road grade jersey like the one you saw today once you hit 95,000 subscribers. But Will Smith, Dodger dog of the game. Yeah, another good night for Smitty. We're going to step into the box score in a little bit. And yesterday he had a 2-hit game after having an over 21 slump. Had a double, the go-ahead double there in extra innings. And tonight, another nice job as well. Padres lost 2 in a row to the Rockies. Yeah, how about that? The Diamondbacks lose. The Padres lose. The Astros get exposed for being dirty little cheaters once again. It's a good night to be a Dodger fan. I love it. No Dodger dogs at the stadium. That's from Jonah Bass. Everyone was a hit today. That's from MF. Yeah, I mean, this Dodger team really went out there and performed well. And you see a 10-2 win, but you look at the box score. Every single person, really, I mean, Páez went 0-for-5. And Andy Páez, he went 0-for-5 tonight. Not a good night for Andy Páez. He goes 0-for-5. Max Muncy, he goes 0-for-4. But Páez goes 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts. Páez hasn't had an extra base hit, a multi-hit game, since May 4th against the Atlanta Braves. So a little bit of slumps for Páez, as you saw, slump for Max Muncy, got out of that yesterday. But still, this Dodger team, it starts with Mookie. It starts with Ohtani. It starts with Freddie Freeman. And that group right there, Betts goes 2-for-4. Ohtani goes 3-for-5. Freddie Freeman goes 1-for-4. Smith goes 2-for-4. So the Mount Crushmore, the top four in that Dodgers lineup, they went out there and performed very well. The MV3, they got it done once again. And really, no runs early on, right? First three innings, nothing doing for this Dodgers team. Then everything changed there in the fourth inning. Shohei Ohtani, he kicks things off. First pitch off of Wynn, and he leaves a slider up in the zone. Cement mixer slider. We got to see this again. And he absolutely destroys it. Boom! Just absolutely crushes that baseball. That ball had a family, Shohei. I mean, just disrespecting baseballs all season long. He retakes the team lead with 12, passing Teoscar Hernandez. He ties Marcell Ozuna for the National League lead, and he just won off the Major League lead of 13. Then after that, Freddie Freeman, he draws a 5-pitch walk. Then Will Smith, he draws a 5-pitch walk. That sets up Teoscar Hernandez with runners on first and second, and he does a really nice job during that at-bat. He falls behind the count 0-2. Then on a 2-2 count, 6th pitch of the at-bat, he takes a splitter from Wynn, middle of the plate. He cranks it for a double to center. That puts another run across. That gives the Dodgers a 2-0 lead. Then next up, Max Muncy. Really, really good at-bat for Muncy. He's down 2 strikes, and then he fouls off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight pitches. Then on the 10th pitch of the at-bat, a productive out. He gets a sac fly. That makes it 3-0 Dodgers. Next batter with runner on third, Andy Páez. He strikes out swinging at a splitter in the bottom of the zone. And then one of my big takeaways tonight, Gavin Lux, 1-2 count. He triples to center, and that plates another run. That puts the Dodgers up 4-0. And what a great development for the Dodgers. Gavin Lux is starting to cook. He's starting to run better, swing better. The defense has been great all season long, but I think that triple was more than just any other triple. Because let's not forget, he led the league in triples a couple years ago. He had 6 in one season, and he was over the 80th percentile in sprint speed. And so far that sprint speed hasn't been very high. It's been below league average, but you're seeing him gain more confidence in that knee, in those legs. And I think that was a breakthrough at bat for him to go out there and get a big triple in that spot. You saw what he could do on the base pass as a dynamic runner. So big night for Gavin Lux. Second game in a row where he gets an extra base hit, and he's really, really trending in the right direction. The stock is going up. He ends up going 1-for-4 in the night, just one hit, that triple, but now he's above 202. So he's 202 on the season above. I call it the Euchre line because Mendoza didn't hit 200. Bob Euchre, he hit 200 for his career, and a lot of people call it the Euchre line. But he goes 1-for-4, no strikeouts, though. So really positive stuff for Gavin Lux. If he can perform like this, keep up that defense, then you have an asset. Then you understand why Andrew Friedman in this front office stuck with Gavin Lux. So a 4-run lead early. They get 4 runs on 3 hits there in the fourth inning. Then the bottom of the fourth inning, that was a 1-2-3 inning for Gavin Stone. Then top of the fifth inning, the Dodgers, more runs. Betts gets a leadoff single to center. Ohtani single to center. So you get back-to-back singles. They bring in Rodriguez to face Freeman. Freeman goes down swinging for the first out. And then Smitty with runners on first and second. He singles to left, scoring Betts to make it 5-0 Dodgers. And then Teoscar Hernandez flies to right. Muncy pops to third. So they get 1 run on 3 hits. Take a nice, cushy 5-0 lead in that one. And then how about Gavin Stone? Man, Gavin Stone was pitching to contact. He was trusting his defense all night long, and he was going out there and still getting the job done. I mean, he gives a leadoff walk up to Sable there in the fifth. Then Matos, he flied to left. Then Schmidt, he singled to right. Sable advanced to second. And then he just got a couple flyouts and a ground out. And then he got no damage done after the one hit. Then bottom of the sixth inning, Gavin Stone's out there, and he didn't give up a run till the sixth inning. I mean, he gives up a 1-out walk to Wade. Wade makes it to second on a wild pitch, And then he gets Flores to pop to short. Wade then goes to third on another wild pitch. So two wild pitches there for Gavin Stone that inning. And then Ramos on a 2-1 count, he singles to center to give the Giants their first run of the night to make it 5-1. But then he gets Sable to ground to the pitcher. So really nice job. So first big takeaway, and I'm going to get to your comments here in a second here. First big takeaway is Gavin Stone is getting the job done. He's not going out there and striking out hitters at a high rate. He's not getting a ton of swing and miss, but he is getting soft contact. He's trusting his defense, and the results are there. Now, at some point, is he due for an outing where he gets rocked? Maybe, but still, I'd rather have the results while I'm perfecting and refining my mix and my attack plan and really getting established at this level versus the other way around, right? It's good for his confidence to be able to come through in these situations. And really the big key, and what you really see with Gavin Stone, is his ability to make pitches and execute pitches when he needs to the most. The big stat tonight was not the 10 runs for the Dodgers. It was not all the extra base hits. They had three triples tonight for the first time since July 25th, 2014, when Puig had three triples. And they had a lot of extra base hits. You had seven extra base hits for the Dodgers. It was their, you had seven different Dodgers had extra base hits, and they had nine total. So you had nine extra base hits tonight. That ties the season high. Those weren't the important stats. The important stats are Gavin Stone holding the San Francisco Giants to 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. He was getting ground ball outs. He was trusting that defense, like I said. I mean, he was making pitches when he needed to make pitches, and that was the difference in his ball game because, one, the first three innings, you didn't have any runs, and then, two, it salvaged the bullpen, right? Because tomorrow, we don't know who's going to be on the mound. You had Nabil Crismat late in the game who gave up some runs there. We'll see if he gets DFA'd. We'll see if they go and they call up a fresh arm down in the farm. But when you have this many games consecutively, you want to get as much length out of your starting pitcher as you possibly can. And he was able to get that. I mean, bottom of the first inning. I mean, gives up a ground rule double to Yastrzemski. Then he gets Estrada ground out, Chapman ground out, Wade Jr. ground out. So he was getting big ground outs all night long. The leadoff guy was getting on, it felt like, all night. I mean, third inning, leadoff single to Matos. Then he gets Schmidt to line to right. Yastrzemski reached on an infield single to shortstop. Then he gets Estrada to ground to first. Chapman to line to right. So he was just getting outs. And that's what you want to see him do at this point. And that's how he can really, really help this team. The Giants end up going 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position on the night. And Gavin Stone, if you look at his line, Stone goes six innings, gives up one run on five.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Five hits, had just two punch outs, and had three walks. So he had more walks than he'd had strikeouts tonight. But he throws 90 pitches, 58 for strikes. His ERA on the year is down to 3.27. And yeah, if you looked at his line as a whole, he did get 11 swinging strikes. So you saw the changeup during certain sequences really work for him. And I guess the only fear for Gavin Stone is this going to catch up to him? Is he due for a bad start because the ball is being put in play and he's not getting big strikeouts? I mean, the strikeout rate heading into the start was 17.1%. That's extremely low. And if you look at the expected FIP, it's at 4.45. So when you have that disparity, yeah, it's a little concerning, but still, I'll take the results right now. But let me know down below in the comment section, what do you think about Gavin Stone? Are you a stoner? Where are my stoners at? Double dip. What up, BC? What up, T? What up, Francisco Benitez? Tijuana in the house. Let's go, Dodgers. Let me give you a win. Outman in his birthday. Perfect. Yeah, even James Outman, who is playing, knowing there's a pretty decent chance that he gets optioned when Jason Heyward returns later this week. He goes out there. He gets a base hit later in the game. He ends up going 1-for-3. He gets a double there. And you got to feel good for James Outman having some success. Like I said, do not sell your James Outman stock. We got Gotani from Stephen Blevins. Yeah, comment Gotani with Denny Cortez, Louis 17. I see the stadium was blue AF. I see. Dodgers are good for business, right? I mean, Shohei Ohtani is good for business. Tons of Dodgers fans. They should just sell Dodger dogs. They should just let the Dodgers wear their home white uniforms at this point, because that is Dodger Stadium North. And the Dodgers are really nice. Tomorrow, I think they sweep the San Francisco Giants, and the cleaning crew is going to be able to take the day off because the Dodgers are going to be the ones doing the sweeping. Trastro's at it again. It's a finish. Wait a minute.
Finish him.
Why does Páez lose the batting gloves? Ray Soto, Pablo, the Dodgers got to give Stoney his flowers. Yeah, he is getting the job done. I mean, last four starts, he's given up one run in each of those last four starts. That ERA with 44 innings of work is at 3.27. Most pitchers at Major League Baseball would absolutely love those results. So you can't argue with those results. I mean, he absolutely got it done. Like I said, the big stat, number one stat today that you need to know is he held the Giants to 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And the way he did it was by trusting his defense, by missing barrels, limiting some of that hard contact in big spots. And I mean, defensive, he made some really great defensive plays himself on some of those comebackers that we saw. I mean, really, really impressed by his defense. I mean, the Estrada grounding to the pitcher there in the first inning just right away. I mean, he's a really, really savvy pitcher. He really, truly is. And I think the confidence is building. He just feels comfortable out there. And I think that you're going to see a higher level of performance as he just continues to know that, hey, I belong. So now I can start going for more swing and miss. Now I can start working that changeup off that fastball. And I think for him, you just want to get ahead and counts a little more. I mean, he goes 15-for-25 on first pitch strikes. That really is one of the keys for Gavin Stone, because when he's ahead in the count and he's throwing those strike pitches early, that's when you get to the secondaries. That's when you get to the nasty changeups that run off the plate out of the zone, and you get that tumble out of the zone and you start making hitters look foolish. So it's all part of the process, but he's still got some big strikeouts. I mean, I like the strikeout he got in the fourth inning after he walked Wade Jr. He got a big double play. He got Flores to ground to the double play, and then he got Ramos swinging on a curveball down in the zone. So work down and you're going to stick around. I mean, live low, live long, like Dontrell Willis says, right? So, I mean, that really is the key for him, is just commanding the zone, staying out of the middle of the plate, hitting his spots. And it's going to be really interesting when everyone gets healthy and how this pecking order develops, because Gavin Stone, I don't want to say he caught up to Bobby Miller, because Bobby Miller, when he's at his best, really has the highest ceiling. There's no doubt about that. But he has definitely taken some massive steps in the right direction. And he's another guy that if you go out there and give me six innings and allow one run, I don't care how you do it. I'm taking those results every single day. I think Stone has cemented a spot in this rotation. We got Astros pitcher tossed for using sticky stuff. Hey, it's the Astros, man. It's the Astros. And man, I forgot what I was going to say. They just stole my thoughts. But look, it's the Astros. It's the Trastros. We know
finish him
what they're about in Houston, and that doesn't surprise me one bit. Lux low-key looking healthy. He is in Gilbert. Look, this guy missed a year. This guy was dealing with the psychological transition of, you know what? I was supposed to be the shortstop. They pulled the plug on that early. And what'd he do? Did he sulk? Was he mad about it? No. He went out there and he showed me something. Gavin Lux has shown me a lot. And I think it's not just the hitting lately, because the bat speed, it's a gift. It truly is. I mean, it was a nice, easy swing on that triple, right? It's not the hitting. It's not the defense. It's just the combination of the mental toughness. And you saw him working through some things this season, and you could tell that he convinced himself that it was a part of the process, and he's starting to see those results and could not be happier for the guy. Because if he can perform like that, let's not forget, we love talking trades. We love talking signings. He is a player that's under team control until 2027. That's how you sustain winning. If Gavin Lux works out, and let's say they give him another shot at shortstop and he gets past those arm issues, and then Mookie moves back to second, you have two above average offensive players, one that's an MVP, right? And then you can use that money for maybe another outfielder, maybe a pitcher, maybe a reliever, maybe a starting pitcher. So it's only good if Gavin Lux performs the way he has in the last week. Thanks, Diane Schroeder. Smash that like button. I appreciate you as always. Otani saw furthest home run in 2 years in San Francisco. It's a comedy of the show. Shohei Otani makes hitting baseballs look easy. It's not that easy. Shohei Otani, we are literally, we're watching Michael Jordan in his prime. We're watching Muhammad Ali in his prime. We're watching one of the great athletes to ever walk this planet in his absolute prime, right? He's not 38, right? He's not 40, right? He's 29. Okay, he's at the peak of his powers, batting in a lineup where he's had more protection than he's ever had. He's happy. He's healthy. We're seeing something that is beyond generational, okay? And I don't mean to be overdramatic, but I can tell you from studying this sport, from watching this sport for my entire life, this guy is different, okay? This guy is different. This is not normal what we're seeing. We are witnessing greatness in real time. And get your popcorn ready. You got 10 years of this. Enjoy it. Thank the Guggenheim Group. Thank the Dodgers. Thank yourself. The fans are the reason why this organization is what it is, right? Daryl Coleman, it was like child's play tonight, and I haven't seen a beating like that since someone put a banana down my pants and turned a giant. Okay, come on now. Come on now. But I was laughing so hard when the fan, like Joe Davis pointed out during the broadcast, when the fan was yelling about the home run late in the game to Sable, when he said, it's a home run, who cares? And then when Joe Davis in the previous inning, when the Dodgers kind of just totally got separation, when Joe Davis was saying it was like batting practice out there. I mean, it really did feel like batting practice. And the Dodgers, they exploded in this one. I mean, top of the seventh inning, Betts leadoff triple, Otani double to left. That scored Betts. That makes it 6-1. Then you jump all the way to the ninth inning, Altman leadoff double to right, Rojas doubled him in. That made it 7-1. Otani with a chance to hit the cycle. He's done it one time in his career. He hit for the cycle in 2019. And then the Dodgers haven't hit a cycle since Belly did against the Marlins in 2017. But he goes up there, he grounds out, so no cycle for Shohei Ohtani. We'll have to wait another day to see him do that. I think he absolutely will. At some point, it's kind of a statistical oddity, so I think you're going to see a lot of multi-extra base hit games, multi-home run games, probably more than you're going to see him hit a high cycle. But he's so fast, he can get to third, and that's always the toughest one to complete that cycle. But after that, you got Freddie Freeman. He singled to right in what looked like it was going to be a double, That scored another one to make it 8-1. Then Smith, he doubled to right. That set the Dodgers up with runners on second and third with Teoscar Hernandez at the plate. What did Teo do? He takes a sinker, middle. He cranks it for a triple to right. That made it 10-1 Dodgers. And you're looking at a blowout, okay? You're looking at batting practice. Bottom of the night, Nabil Chrismat, he gave a leadoff double to Sable. It could have been a home run. Then Matos singled him in for their second run. But he was able to get out of it. He struck out wisely, swinging to end the game. So big win for your Los Angeles Dodgers. Beating the Giants 10-2, 5-0 against the Gigantes on the season. But Dodger dog of the game, I'm going to give it to Gavin Stone because he showed that dog, right? He showed that dog in this one.
Dodger dog of the game.
He showed that, hey, just because I'm not getting tons of strikeouts and elite swing and miss doesn't mean I can't go out there and be effective. And he absolutely did that. Like I said, Dodgers offense, they exploded. He had 9 extra base hits. That tied a season high. They did it April 24th when they beat the Nationals in our nation's capital. And just a great night for the Dodgers. They win. They take their second game against the Giants. And you got some length out of Gavin Stone. We'll find out. Let me check the Twitterverse, the X, to see if we got any news about tomorrow. Let's see here. About the situation mañana, who will be on the mound as the Dodgers look to get that sweep. By the way, it's from Sarah Lang. Sarah Lang's tweet out, the Dodgers have allowed 4 runs or fewer in 21 consecutive games, extending a franchise record. It's tied for the 5th longest single season such streak in the live ball era with the 1981 Oakland A's and the 1965 Baltimore Orioles only behind them. So the record is 25 set by the 2017 Cleveland, now the Guardians. 2010 Giants had a 23-game streak. Chicago had a 23-game streak. So the Dodgers, they're climbing up there. They do this 4 more times and you tie the all-time record. And this Dodger team, they won 17 of 21 games. They've scored 122 runs in that stretch. So this team's rolling, man. This team is who we thought they were. Also, want to give some credit to JP FireEyes. I thought he did a really nice job. He pitched a scoreless 7th inning, and he hasn't given up a run in his last 6 appearances in that 6 2/3 inning. So give him some credit right there. And Gavin Stone as well, his last 4. I mean, an ERA at less than 2. That ERA is sitting at 1.38. So, hey, man, the Dodgers pitching, they've gotten it done. They've been quality. They've been fantastic. So they've been unbelievable. Dodger dog of the game is the Dodger fans. Let's read some comments. D-Mac is pumped up here. Now I'm always pumped up, man. Human hype machine here. This team, like I said, we are so lucky to be Dodgers fans in this era, man. This is the golden era, man. Every night, to me, it just feels like a party because I mean, I think I think Oral Hershiser pointed out during the game, this is a potentially historic lineup. I mean, you hear about the 27 Yankees and the 70s Reds and some of the Giants of the 60s and the Mariners of the 90s and the Braves 2000 Yankees, teams like that. I mean, this is going to go down potentially as one of the most historic lineups ever that we talk about for decades and decades and decades until the end of time. I mean, that's not a hyperbole. That's not an over-exaggeration. That's truly what we're dealing with here. Ohtani-san is hitting one in the ocean tomorrow. It's a fire take. Gavin Stone was stone cold tonight from Tony Lawler.
Fire take.
Alex Renteria, Dodgers playing in their North and South stadiums on this road trip. Facts. Dodger Stadium North, Dodger Stadium South. What's Arizona? Southwest? Dodger Stadium Southwest? J Bullet CT couldn't hit the side of a barn if he was standing next to it. Come on, man. He's catching strays. Didn't even play. You guys are so rough. J.A. Dodge dog of the game, or the Dodger fans showing out in San Francisco. We heard the L.A. chants. I think we heard the "Let's go Dodgers."
You win.
If all the pitchers are healthy when Kurtz comes back, who's the odd man out? If that's the problem, that's a champagne problem. Do you really think that'll be the case based on what we've seen in recent years? We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but to answer your question, obviously Yamamoto and Glasnow, they're untouchable. Walker Buehler is going to be untouchable. And Paxton has pitched a lot better lately. He was fantastic in his last start. They're going to find ways to get these guys their starts, and it'll be the best 5-6, right? I mean, the bullpen still needs to be filled out as well, too. So Ohtani may assume ownership of the Giants from Muncy. They could be co-owners, man, because we know that Muncy is the San Francisco Giants' daddy. We know that. Go, Tani. Congrats hitting that double yesterday. D-Mac, no Ortega. Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I mean, I'm right here in front of my locker in the Dodgers clubhouse in San Francisco doing this post-game show as Mr. Will Smith. But you get a fire take for that one, Noah Ortega. We got 199 Super Chat from GSWCMO. I've been to both games in San Francisco. Show resting tomorrow. It's possible, but he likes to play. He wants to be in there. It's not like he's playing on the field. It's not like he's pitching. I would be shocked if he was out. You know, imagine if you're paying for those tickets and he's not in there. He's rolling, man. He's so in a groove, too. I mean, he came off a three. Imagine you have a three-hit game and you're sitting. I don't think that back issue is anything. I mean, I was there that night. I was in that office with Dave Roberts, and even after the cameras were rolling, Dave made it pretty clear that the concern level was very minimal for Shohei Ohtani. So the Astros cannot win without cheating. That's a fire take. That's actually a bruh. Like, bruh. After all that, you're going to be cheating? Come on now. A Dodger dog of the game. Yeah, absolutely. Agree. Lux can be deluxe. Yeah, deluxe Lux is when, look, you want the Lux. The deluxe Lux is when he's hitting and he's running the base as well and he's fielding well. And that's what you're starting to see. And I posted earlier on Twitter heading into this game, all of his numbers were up. And
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think the next step is maybe getting some opportunities against lefties. See how he handles that. See how he handles some success, right? So Lux is back. Is he all the way back? Is he back? We'll see. Rooting for Lux to keep. Yeah, you know, it's a feel-good story. It truly is. I mean, the mental toughness for sure. BC Ohtani is slashing 361, 427, 680 with 1108 OPS. Angel, imagine when he's 100% healthy. Crazy, can't wait to watch him pitch as well. If the ball had been Ipe, he would have flown it to the sea.
Fire take.
That's a fire take for sure. And Shohei is happy here. Did you see him celebrate with the coach Smith? No, he's so, I think winning makes people happy, right? That's how you spell fun, W-I-N, right? And I think for Shohei, you're seeing someone who's completely locked in, someone's completely invested, someone who is on a mission to win his first World Series title. And I think he enjoys the attention to detail, the professionalism of this organization. So, hey, D-Mac, I was watching Tim and the comment made over there. I'll say it here. How pathetic are those Padres? They focus on us so much that they can't even beat the Rockies. Alexander, first of all, Tim Rogers, one of my great friends.
Fire take.
He knows ball with the best of them. And yeah, like, I mean, they just, it's their World Series kind of, you know what I mean? Like, but hey, I'm not worried about the Padres, man. I mean, if they faced them in a short series, that would mean that they won a wild card series. That'd be concerning. Yu Darvish has his way with the Dodgers, right? And Michael King, the way he pitched. Yeah, you wouldn't want to face him in a short series, right? Let's just be honest. But regular season is a regular season, right? So let's see how they finish out their year, because it's a long, long season. Another dub, D-Mac, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, D-Mac, how do you see the guys? How do you see guys at the clubhouse? I mean, they're great, man. They're definitely, like, the camaraderie, the chemistry on this team, I think, is of the highest level. I think there's a lot of guys that are all-stars and future Hall of Famers, but then there's also rookies, too. And I just think that, like they point out in the broadcast, I mean, they've accepted Andy Páez as someone who belongs here, and they don't really care where you're from, how old you are. If you can play, they recognize that, and they know you can help this team. And I think they all, too, they understand that the players that are on this team and on this roster are there because of this front office, because of Andrew Friedman and company, and they trust the vision and the roster build of this offense. So I think that there's just a level of trust within this organization that just really is, it's so palpable that you can just feel it in there. And I think they're all just focused on a common goal, and that's to win a World Series. This organization is not happy with one 60-game World Series. And the only reason I know that is because the owner of the franchise, Mark Walter, told me that. So they definitely want to win another World Series. But D-Mac, not Gigantes, it's the Alex Renteria. You guys are killing me, man. You know, we're always in a really good mood, aren't we? When we crush the Giants, ain't nothing better than that, baby. Lux batting champion, B. Guzman, slow down. Slow down. Okay, I love the enthusiasm, but slow down just a little bit. Let's have him get up to 280, and then we'll have that conversation. MX Master over on the tube, moving back to shortstop. He was thinking about the knee and his hitting. I think he was distracted with his knee and the bat. Do you think moving Lux back to short to save Betts' health is for second base? Look, I talked to that, and I mentioned that idea on Dodgers Dugout Live this morning, and I doubt they would do it just because if he goes back to short, misses a couple throws, he's going to get in his head. That's going to bleed into his offense. Let him reestablish himself at the offensive side and also take advantage of the fact that he's played great defense at second. Maybe later after the All-Star break, if Mookie shows some signs of slowing down or the wear and tear starts to get to him, maybe you revisit it then. But I think for now, I think the focus for Lux is just going out there and getting it done at the plate, because that's what's really going to take this offense to the next level. A guy that can really help turn this lineup around. He can get on base, be that dynamic base runner that's on first or second when it's Betts, Ohtani, and Freeman. That's going to lead to a lot of 10-run games. So I think focus on the offense. A super chat from K Casino, $10. Going to use that on carne asada fries. Probably throw that towards a CBT so we can make more signings. But we haven't dominated our sisters down south like past years, but it seems like we may not need to. The Rocks may sweep, and they got Atlanta 4, Reds, Yanks, LOL. When's the fire sale? Yeah, they got a tough schedule coming. That's a great point, and thank you so much for that super chat. Really helps out the channel there. But that's a really good point there. Is that look, the Dodgers were always going to win this division. It was just by how many games, right? And they could really give themselves a really large cushion early on. And then you're thinking, okay, let's win the National League. Then you're thinking, okay, let's have the best record in baseball. Let's set up home field advantage for the entire postseason. Because let's not forget, the Dodgers have not won a World Series at Dodger Stadium since 1963. It's only happened one time, right? So I think that really is the number one thing that you want to see is home field advantage throughout. And then it becomes down to keeping yourself sharp and locked in. So That's really the big thing. Bullpen game tomorrow from Los Doyers. Did they announce the starter? Let me see. Over here, they got, let's see who the starters were. And yeah, look, they've been successful in these bullpen games. They've worked for the most part. But I mean, I think that really is something that's you got to go with at the moment. But we got, because Ryan Yarbrough did pitch those back-to-back days in the San Diego Padres series. But he is going to be available for a couple of innings, according to Bill Plunkett of the OC Register. And look, the thing about Ryan Yarbrough, man, he's Mr. Rubber Arm, right? Shout out to the Yarbroughs out there. And it's not like he throws gas anyway, so the recovery time is a little less than that. But if he's out on the mound, I feel good. But Danny Cortez, I called Stoney, improving a lot this season. Confidence, too. Absolutely. 499 Super Chat, apathetic casualty. Ayo, I always watch the show or listen to it the next day while I walk my dog. Shout out to Doug in Dodgers Nation. Let's go for the suit tomorrow. Appreciate that, apathetic casualty. Rocking with us while you walk your dogs. And you're going to get the Dodger dog of the show for that. Shout out to your Dodger dogs. This MF team is really special. That's from Rubio. Dodgers, Rams, Lakers. The Giants got Stone, Jay Silva.
Fire take.
Recall, Landon Knack. That's from Carl Sumner. Landon Knack has looked good. Landon Knack looks like a big league pitcher, a 3-4-5 type guy. So would not be mad at that. Ohtani top three in Triple Crown. Lock up the MVP. Ray Soto, I truly believe it's going to be down to Mookie and Ohtani at the end of the season. And you make a fantastic point in the sense that no one's ever won the MVP from the DH spot. David Ortiz got some votes, finished towards the top, but no one's actually won that award as DH. And there's a lot of talk, could he get enough war? You're seeing he's right at the leaderboard, right at the top with Mookie and Bobby Wood Jr. for most war, even at the DH spot. But I think for him to actually win that award, Mookie is going to have to slide and maybe move off that shortstop position. Because if he stays that short, he's got the narrative. And if he puts up numbers even anywhere close to where he has this season, and yes, they're going to stabilize for sure, but let's say Mookie hits close to 300, hits around 30 home runs, has a weighted runs created plus of like 150, 160, OPS over 900, I think the narrative will be in favor of Mookie because hear about this. The voters know that when Ohtani is on the mound, that he's the MVP, and there's really no one that's a close second. If he's performing like an ace and hitting like an MVP, you almost have to give him the MVP every single year. So this might be the last year for a long time that any player in the National League is going to have a chance to win the MVP, and Mookie's 31 going on 32, and no one's won an MVP in both leagues since Frank Robinson did it. So I think the narrative would favor Mookie, but if you do have Ohtani, he would have to do something like Triple Crown. He would have to do something like hit 50 home runs and set a new Dodgers franchise record. Maybe have a 50-30 season, right? 50 home runs and 30 stolen bases, something like that. But he's going to have to do something special, which if there's anyone that can do it, it is him. But yeah, John Bland, that is really solid, right? Gavin Stone, man, where are my stoners out there? 1.38. I'm not talking about Cody Bellinger either. I'm talking about the fans of Gavin Stone. But guys, that's going to do for this episode of Dodgers Nation Post Game Show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on the X at Instagram at DMAC_LA. We're going to be back tomorrow for Dodgers Dugout Live in the morning. Could go on between 11 and 12. Be on the lookout for that. And we'll be on another post-game show tomorrow. So definitely drop some more comments, some walk-off shots. DMAC for Dodgers Hall of Fame. Thanks, Tom O'Gorman. Right back at you. The Knack. That's from Derek. I like the Knack attack. I heard that one. Team Ruiz, send Roberts down to Double A. Let him figure out how to be a good manager. Come on now. Be nice to Doc. He's doing well. Come on now. How's that one feel, Zara? Boom. Fire comment. Acknowledge. What up, Ray Soto? Let's go, effing Muncie. Yeah, I want to see a Muncie bomb. What up, EZ_Ghost? You the man. Right back at you, guys. Go, Tani is Him Hani, Jay Bullitt. I respect the effort. I like that. Thanks, Mitchell Hopkins. Appreciate you guys rocking with us as always. Jaden, D-Mac, next event, you're to ask the team if number 10 is officially, unofficially retired. Okay, I'll throw that one out there. I got you. I'll add some stuff on this side. What up, Mario? I watch D-Nation on my TV and my phone at the same time, bruh. Oh, man, you get a comment of the show for that. Giving us double the streams. Love it. But, guys, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the channel. Perfect. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button and comment Goat Tawny down below. That way you're eligible for our next giveaway, which is a Road Gray Shohei Ohtani. I like that. The big show. A Shohei Ohtani jersey, authentic Dodgers, number 17. And all you have to do is subscribe to the channel. And then you also have to comment Goat Tawny and you're eligible. And you'll be eligible for all of our future giveaways as well. Got some big stuff on the way. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time,
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.